Okay, our next item on the, it's not the next item on the agenda, but we've moved it up to the next item on the agenda, is LU14-153049, DZM AD, the Market Street Apartments. The applicant's Kurt Schultz of Sarah Architects. The address is the Northwest corner of Southwest 11th and Southwest Market, and our planner is Stacy Monroe. Welcome, Stacy.
Thank you.
Take it away.
Should we wait for Commissioner Wark?
Or? He's gone.
Oh, he's gone. Oh, okay. Hello again. My presentation is going to be brief. I'm going to let the applicant really walk you through the changes on the plans. I'm just going to briefly summarize a few things for you. So the commission saw this item at the first hearing on August 14th. The feedback at that hearing was to provide more richness and a finer scale detail at the ground level. Additional feedback was provided regarding the pilasters, the width and the number, the height and the size of the canopies, the material of the garage wall inset, and the roof cornice design and a roofing detail. The revisions have been very responsive, and they include some more traditional detailing at the base that provides more cohesion between the base and the upper floors. So briefly, the revisions include brick detailing, recessed reveals, and stacked bomb jams added to the pilasters and the brick panels at the base, more ground floor windows by dropping the glass to the floor line, the addition of a soldier course band below the building's cornice. The corner canopy has been enlarged to the full width of the chamfered corner, and the lobby entry has been widened and lowered. The window east or north of the garage entry has been raised to match the head height of the other windows on the ground floor. The garage wall inset material has changed from brick to metal to be a consistent material within the recess. And brick soldier course headers have been added to the punched windows on the upper floors. One additional item you can't see at the bottom that's been cut off is the roof cornice has changed to a more traditional profile. And that was an image of that revised cornice was showed at the hearing. It just wasn't in your packet last time. So staff concludes that with these revisions, in response to the commission's feedback from the initial hearing, the proposal meets the approval criteria, specifically the Central City Fundamental Design Guidelines, those of the adjustments and modifications requested as well. Staff recommends approval of the project with a condition of approval for the west end wall to remain brick. And we've added an additional condition for an ornamental grill on the face of the ground floor louver. This is a condition, or this was an item that was mentioned at the last hearing, and if by a commissioner, and if the majority agrees, the commission can remain, or it can easily be stricken if you don't agree.
What is that? Which one?
An ornamental grill on the face of the ground floor louver. There's a large louver to the south of the garage.
Cool.
Yeah. So again, if you don't agree, we can just strike that condition. We also recommend approval of the adjustments and the modifications that are also requested. And that's it. I'm going to let the applicant take it away. Unless you have questions.
Questions? Sorry.
Nope.
I'm Kurt Schultz of Sarah Architects, 338 Northwest 5th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97212. Great to see you again. We were last here for our first hearing on August the 7th, and we really appreciated your comments and actually liked them very much. My client wanted to say who couldn't be here tonight because he's from out of town, but is very pleased with the changes and insisted that I say thank Tad. So it's killing me, but anyway.
Well,
no, I'm just teasing you.
Yeah, right.
Just teasing you. So basically what was suggested at the first hearing was that more detail was needed in the brick at the base of the building to knit the base of the building to the upper parts of the building. This is actually the image, the before image. And then with the new image, we have added some detail, and it's kind of hard to see in the perspective sketch, so I'm going to get to the blow-ups to describe it in more detail. But some of the things we have done is widen the canopy at the chamfer corner. That's the full width of the chamfer. We've added a significant amount of brick detail at the base. We have not changed the upper stories at all, with only the exception of adding some brick soldier courses just over the punched windows. Just looking at the neighborhood, most of the windows did tend to have some sort of a soldier course or decorative course as the header over that window. And because we added some soldier courses and some brick reveals in kind of a panelized detail at the base of the building as well. So again, this just shows you on the glass canopies. We actually widened the glass canopy at the corner to the full chamfer, and also widened and lowered the glass canopy at the main entry. So again, this is the south elevation. We added the new brick soldier courses over the punched window openings. We previously had a brick soldier course below the precast sill at this level. We basically matched that same detail with another brick soldier course below the precast cornice at this line to add a little bit more interest. We added some brick reveal details at the columns, but they're not just a straight brick reveal like a rustication. They actually combine with some stack courses on the jambs to create a raised panel effect, so I'll show you that in a blow-up detail. We enlarged some of these windows so that the glass comes all the way down to the ground. So each one of these windows are 12 by 12 in size, as large as we could make it. And then also widened the canopy on the corner. One of the things that was requested is we also looked at the possibility of lowering the canopy further. So at our main entry, our glass canopy, let's see if I can get my... is currently 12 feet above the sidewalk, and it stretches from one side of one pilaster to the other pilaster. So that would be, you know, 12 plus 8. So that's almost 20 feet in length with 12 feet of clear space. The other option that was requested, and I can't remember who asked for it, it might have been one of the two Davids, or it might have been Ben, of what if that canopy actually dropped and actually lived within the opening, and that would be this alternate. So it would be a 12-foot wide canopy. It wouldn't be as wide, but it would actually project from the opening itself, and then we would have about 11 feet of clear space below the canopy. So that's an option for you to consider.
Is there 11-foot high doors, Kurt?
No, the bottom of the canopy would be 11 feet above the sidewalk. Yeah, so we think either one could work just fine. The
how far out do those stick, Kurt?
They project about 7 feet into the right-of-way, which is two-thirds the distance into a 12-foot sidewalk, so that's sort of the maximum distance that PBOT will allow.
Both options are the same distance?
Yes, both options are the same distance. It's just one is wider, connected directly to the brick. The other is not as wide, but directly tied to the opening. So when we get to the additional brick detailing at the base of the building, again, we added the soldier course below the precast, like we have on the upper cornice. We then, at 24-inch increments, added a reveal in the brick, but combined it with a stack barn that is set back an inch at each of the jambs of the window openings. What that does is it actually creates kind of a raised panel effect with the brick that's more interesting than just a straight reveal. And we've got kind of an axon to show you how that works. Plus, we enlarged the window openings as well, and widen that one canopy. So then on the east elevation, we did the same thing. We added the additional brick soldier courses and the punched windows. Same thing at the band. Did that kind of raised panel detail, enlarge some of these windows. And then I'm going to blow up this section in just a second. We actually raised this window back up to the same height as the other windows, Dave. We actually had dropped it down to the garage height, and you thought it actually looked better coming back up, creating kind of a bookend to the garage doors. And this is the louver we'll talk about in a second next to the garage doors. So again, the blow-up detail, we have the stack bonds combined with the reveals that are set back an inch. All of our windows are 8 inches back from the face of brick, and then just a little bit of lighter colored brick at the base of the windows are set back 4 inches from the main brick piers themselves. The other thing that David Work suggested is actually not putting brick back in the recess where the garage door was. This is a steel Ritec perforated coiling door that will be kind of a dark gray metal. What we've done is put metal back in the back of that recess so it all becomes kind of one color and one detailing. What we're showing is actually a steel plate that would be powder coated in a warm gray to match all the same gray that we have throughout the rest of the building. So really that everything in that recess is the lighter material but still very, very solid to hold up to abuse. We raised this this window as was suggested, and then this is the detail of the louver in the wall without the kind of additional detailing that Stacy had asked for. We have an alternate proposal after we got Stacy's memo to actually do some steel flat bar detailing that would match the mullion pattern, and then over the louver do a very tightly woven wire mesh painted in that same warm gray. So it kind of picks up the same detailing of the window for our generator that's behind that louver. So we're also okay with this, depending on which way you want to go. We're spending a lot of time covering up louvers these days. I could kind of go either way on that one. To me, a louver is still a louver, but you know, if we want to decorate the louver for the sidewalk, I think that actually makes a lot of sense.
Is the coiling door painted the same color as the...
Yes, it doesn't show up that way, but yes, it all would be this warm gray. So all the fiber cement panels, all the steel, all that would be that same warm gray. Only the black of the mullions would contrast with that.
So backing up, sorry, one more. So that dark square at the top right of the garage open, is that just a shading?
That's a shadow.
Okay.
Yeah, basically the shadow effect over that color. This really should read as a single color. We just wanted to show you that we have changed that section to powder-coated steel plate. Oops, going the wrong direction here. This is a axonometric of the main entry that shows you this kind of pilaster detail with the jams, stack bond jams that are set back an inch that flush out with the one-inch reveals at the entry. The reveals do turn the corner at the main entry. This is the canopy detail that is just above, that's lowered from where it was before, but spans the full width from pilaster to pilaster. And then the alternate I showed you is it would just be the same width as the doors and be lowered and would be approximately this size. So it would, you would, it'd be less wide, but sitting inside the opening. These are the details that we added with the stack bond at all of our brick openings that set back an inch that flushes out with the 1-inch brick reveals. Our black aluminum storefront windows are still set back 8 inches from the face of brick to give a lot of dimension at the ground floor and give some big shadow, give some good shadow lines. And actually, that concludes my presentation. There wasn't a long list of changes, but actually, we're really pleased with the changes and think they really help the building. And we're happy that they came up. So, ready for questions?
And is that lighter brick at the base the same as the lighter brick at the top?
It is. It is. Yeah. Basically, we have a two-tone brick. The main body of the brick is a limestone color, and then we have a lighter color of the brick. It's not a strong contrast, but it's just enough to give a subtle lightening of the building as it gets taller. It's probably subtler than what you even see in the colored renderings here. So I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on the main entry canopy and then also the louver.
Okay.
What's your preference on those two?
You know, I guess if I had to choose on the main entry canopy, I would probably pick the one that's a little bit wider and a little bit higher just for more pedestrian protection, more, I don't know, I always want more canopy than less, so I would stay the course, but you did ask us to look at that, and the other one is also works. I think prior we had all of our canopies were the width of the opening, but now we've actually already widened this one to go past the opening to the brick, so it doesn't bother me to have that wider canopy that goes past the opening to the brick. But I can't say that I, you know, fall on the sword for it. I think they're both acceptable.
I think it feels a little bit more generous as a gesture.
Yeah.
To Market Street.
I think I was the one that brought it up, and I was looking for some like coherency between just an attitude about whether the canopies were
sure
kind of living within the kind of column structure or not.
Right.
I think once yeah, I mean, I'm not going to fall on a sword here.
Yeah. I mean, I think either would be fine.
Do you like the vent or the window simulation?
I guess I don't. I've never really had a problem with a louver being a louver. You know, buildings need louvers, and that's okay. Yes, we hide them, but they can do the same thing. So I would prefer to leave it, but we're perfectly okay to take Stacy's suggestion and dress it up.
It wasn't your suggestion. You said it was fine to begin with. We were the ones that, yeah.
Oh.
We're the ones that.
Don't, right. You can't point
he
fingers.
He who will not be mentioned because he's not in the room.
I actually prefer the louver because it breaks up the wall. If you have another of the same grid there that is non-transparent,
mm-hmm.
It starts to get a little bit, I think, of a little variety with the louver. It's fine with me rather than faking it. I don't know how anybody else
same.
Feels.
Okay.
I prefer the louver.
Okay. That's where we are. Yeah. Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah, Ted.
Page the angle, the tie rods for the balcony.
Oh, right.
Yeah, on your drawing, it's shown very different from the product or sample that you have, or the balconies you're showing.
The tie rod is actually inside the rail. So let me see if I can get to the detail here.
We talked
about
that. Yeah.
So yeah, so the tie rod sits on the inside.
Right.
So the actual decorative rail is on the outside of the rod. Right.
And so that it's really all of that stuff, right?
Right.
And you just can't see it in your example on page 29?
Page 29. See.
No, on page 29, it's just a thin rod. So it's a question. Don't
yeah, we actually don't need that much of a rod. Yeah, that's actually all we need to support it. I think our draftsman might have just drawn that way too chunky.
That's where I was. It just seems
that you want
it. No, I just want that. So.
I don't want a big chunky thing. I usually just want a very thin rod. Yeah.
Fine. And the other thing I think I know the answer to, but I'll just throw it out there. Thanks for the brick detail. It's great. It's really good. It really does a lot to that.
It helped a lot.
The first floor. It's just so nice now. Because all your precedents show that real differentiation between the first floor and the
second. We agree there was a dichotomy between the top and the bottom, and this knits it together.
Yeah. So I really appreciate that solution. It's really simple and great. But I'm a little troubled by the difference in the metal on the railings versus the metal of the awning, and wondering is there, this is not something I'm going to hold you to, but I'm just wondering if there's an opportunity to tie the balcony railings, the awning metal, and your light fixtures into a vocabulary that reads as the same family, because they're kind of different families.
So it's maybe the steel supports of the canopy are a little too simple or modern.
I'm just throwing that out as something to think about. It's not a condition, it's what?
You're talking about color, though, aren't you?
Well, it could be, yeah. It could be
because the support. Basically, we're just trying to make the canopies really read as glass and be very kind of go away. But this is a very simple knife plate that supports them.
Is it painted black or is it?
Yes, the steel and all the mullions are painted black, but the primary thing you'll see is the glass.
This is got a pretty intimate detailing, and this is so not as residential. But I just throw that out.
Okay,
I got nothing.
I got nothing.
Any other comments? Anything that's given anyone heartburn about this project that I feel like we got a fairly tit for tat kind of response to the things that we felt weren't taken care of? Okay.
Mr. Keller?
Well, I guess I do, on the canopies, I do understand the graciousness. I mean, for me, though, this kind of shows it, the kind of connection, like the way it actually
hangs on the building,
hits the face, you know, and becomes a part of it. Feels, that's why I prefer the other one. I still, it's, how wide is it, Kurt?
If
it,
20.
And if it's between the piers, it's like 12 or something?
Right. What we do is, if we do it between the piers, what we'll usually do is we'll span like a tube steel beam between the edges and then bracket the steel off of that so it kind of floats. Although, frankly, you could have the same width and still lower it so it sat below.
That's
that.
What I was
that's
wondering.
Not another option we could
that's
do.
Like what you're going to do at the other condition, right?
Correct. That is exactly what we're going to do at the other condition.
That seems, I mean, to me, just the connection detail feels more resolved than having it kind of striking into the middle of that.
It's plenty high because we got 12, you know, it's 12 feet. So
it'll help bring
high.
It down a little bit, too.
Are you saying that it should be as wide, but it should actually tuck under like the other one?
So the
do that.
Okay.
I like that idea.
Do you have that corner? Can we look at the corner condition?
The corner doesn't have a recess per se, so that's what makes it a little different.
But it's coming in right below that. It's below that lintel.
Yeah, but it is below and does extend past. So basically what we're doing is we have the steel struts coming back just within the opening, and then the glass panes cantilever out to the sides being very light.
Okay, so
I'd be happy with that as a condition.
Great. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah, it's
everybody support that? Okay.
That's a good idea.
Okay, anything else? Okay. So is there any further discussion that needs to be had? I don't want to cut it off. I just want to, you know, move along.
Stacey, are those conditions of approval? Or what do I say? Do we have to, I have to make that part of the motion, right?
Yes, you would mention to strike the condition for the loop for the ornamental grill, and then add a condition for a main entry canopy that matches the inset and installation of the chamfered corner canopy.
I think I can do it. I'm just going to say at the main entry, that is the main entry. Is that the west end?
South.
That the south entrance.
What is all is enough to for us to figure that out.
Okay. Is it, when you said it's 11 feet high?
Yeah.
If you drop it?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say make it 20 feet wide, but at the 11-foot height.
Okay.
Now I'll capture that, I think. Is that right, Kurt?
Yeah, that'll work. That's exactly it.
Okay. All right. You guys okay to make a motion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You ready? Go ahead.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the staff report's recommendation of approval with the following modifications. One, that we strike the requirement for an ornamental grill at the louver, and then that the entry at the south entry canopy be set at 11 foot high off the sidewalk at the 20 foot width.
I second that motion.
Okay. Caldwell?
Aye.
Ben Kaiser?
Aye.
David Kiltner?
Aye.
Todd Zappner?
Aye.
Great. Motion carries. Congratulations, Kurt. Good luck with your project.
No, I'm always happy when the building gets better through these things.
Thank you.
Thank you. Stacy, I assume you don't want the material board, right? All righty. Good night, everybody.
I'll be in touch with you.
Yeah, we'll talk tomorrow sometime on Monday.
Probably Monday.
That's ridiculous.
It's like
you're shallow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sitting shallow in your stomach, too, isn't it?
Oh, man. Good
night.
It was a little like that. It was good. It was like, I own that. I thought it was going to be like this.
Go to a food coma soon.
I know.
Gwen, I'm going
to. Where's that guy?
Hey,
James.
We're We're actually, he's starting now, so we're going to figure out where Tim and Mark.
We bumped them, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ready.